So we begin as usual in English on page 2 with the Heart Sutra, and then on page 12 we'll do the mandala offering, and then the refuge prayer on page 22. Thus I have heard. At one time the Blessed One was dwelling in the royal domain of Vulture Peak Mountain with a great gathering of monks and a great assembly of bodhisattvas. At that time, the Blessed One was absorbed in the samadhi of the many aspects of phenomena called profound appearance. At the same time, Noble Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, looking at the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom, saw the five skandhas in their natural emptiness. Then, through the power of the Buddha, Venerable Shariputra said to the Noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, how should this son of the lineage trained who wishes to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom? Thus he spoke, and the noble Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva Mahasattva answered the venerable Shariputra with these words. Shariputra, those men and women of the lineage who wish to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom should look at it like this. The five skandhas should be seen purely in their natural emptiness. Form is empty. Emptiness is form. Emptiness is not other than form. Form also is not other than emptiness. In the same way, feeling, recognition, compositional factors, and consciousness are empty. Shariputra, like this, all phenomena are emptiness. And having no characteristics, they are unborn and unceasing. They are not impure or pure. They neither decrease nor increase. Therefore, Shariputra, in emptiness there is no form, no feeling, no recognition, no compositional factors, no consciousness, no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no appearance, no sound, no smell, no taste, no sensation, no phenomena. There is no quality of sight and so on until no quality of mind and no quality of mental consciousness. There is no ignorance and no exhaustion of ignorance and so on until no old age and death and no exhaustion of old age and death. In the same way, there is no suffering, no origin, no ending, and no path. No wisdom, no attainment, and no non-attainment. Therefore, Shariputra, since there is no attainment, bodhisattvas rely on and abide by means of the profound perfection of wisdom. And since their minds have no obscurations, they have no fear. Transcending falsity, they attain nirvana. All the Buddhas who dwell in the three times have relied upon the perfection of wisdom and have become true and complete Buddhas of unsurpassable, perfect, and complete enlightenment. Therefore, the mantra of the profound perfection of wisdom, the mantra of insight, the unsurpassed mantra, the unequaled mantra, the mantra which calms all suffering should be known as truth, for it is not deceptive. The mantra of the perfection of wisdom is proclaimed. Te ata om gate gate para gate para sam gate bodhi soha. Shariputra, this is how a bodhisattva mahasattva should train to the profound perfection of wisdom. Then the Blessed One rose from that samadhi and said to the noble, that he had spoken well. Well done, O son of the lineage, it is so. O son of the lineage, since it is just so, the profound perfection of wisdom should be practiced just as you have taught, and the Tathagatas will also rejoice. When the Blessed One has said this, the Venerable Shariputra and Noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, and the entire gathering, as well as worthy beings, gods, humans, asuras, and gandharvas, rejoiced and praised the words of the Blessed One. Om Denza Bumi Aum Wanchen Sergi Saye Om Denza Rege Aum Wanchen Sergi Saye Azma Dejo
So today I think it is good to speak about taking refuge in Sage Jewels, which is the gateway to becoming oneself as a practitioner of the Buddha Dharma. So here the most of you actually familiar with taking refuge in Sage Jewels, but still there's no harm going through this practice of taking refuge in Sage Jewels, instructions of the taking refuge in Sage Jewels, and over again, which will, you know, help you to enhance or reinforce your practice of taking refuge in Sage Jewels, because the practice of taking refuge in Sage Jewels is the main door or the entrance where you become a practitioner of the Buddha Dharma.
Sanji, Lamala chose the chin, keep it down on the liver, chisun, down the jatamba, through the jatamba, and then on the cheek again. Langa, ten cancer, double tetua, and Lamala chose the chins. Sangila chose the chins, in a lama sangi, the chigas and degree, Nigumari, Sangila chose the chins. Or the lama sangi, sangi, the carichi, where is not the jatamba, sangi, and those chini. It's again on the quality of tobacco land about this. Oh, Sanji Gitangri, and the control soon to my damn. Sanji like Joseph Chance. I know much longer. And Chula Joseph Chance, that too number the control soon on the Chicon Judy. The Chicon Judy Canaries and a Chicon Judy. Oh, Tony to be hero day. Tony to Mazda Tony Tony's and Chitanji Rang, no matter about talking it. Tony to be. No, 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 Lama dang Sanji Chikujitan Goden Riadinjo Chikujitan Nigram. And then Gendin controlled the carriers and controlled Sungunan, and Gendin controlled the Mandu Chudubin Tados on the Jimmy Pitasas under which you coronavirus, Jimmy Pitasas under my social and the Chichi hanging a Pacho Robert, the May Abund of which you don't under Kachina, and the Kirkichat the Sunday Kingdom of the Kirmi Pitas under the Abund, Robert, the Duchan, the Juna, and so they are dead. Jalon Kazri, oh, Janku and the Chai Nangai, you said. I've controlled on the Lama to the Sanji and Chula to the Nila to the Chin, keep it control soon there. What the Najiri? Not let the Kishum General.
So, when we speak about taking refuge in individuals, it is important to ensure that once practice of taking refuge in individuals is done on the basis of completing two causes. There should be a causes that leads oneself to taking refuge in oneself to become to take refuge in individuals. So there are two causes. So one is through proper understanding of the suffering of cyclic existence, particularly suffering of cyclic existence in general, and the suffering of lower realms in particular. And one must first understand those sufferings. And when we speak about the sufferings, it is not just you, reflect your mind upon the suffering, but rather you think about how terrible it would be if you yourself is undergo suffering of those lower realms, such as hell realms, animal realms, or preta realms, and so on. If you look at the text, Lamrim text, explains very clearly about the nature of suffering that is experienced by the beings who have taken rebirth within the lower realms. And and try to, at least have some kind of feeling within yourself. And think about, how much suffering that we may undergo if we really take a rebirth in the one of the hell realms, particularly in the heat hell realms or the cold hell realms. It is said that the if you have taken refuge in the cold hell realms, it is just, you know, unbelievably the cold. It is, it actually, you know, causes your body to scratch and your body to actually, you know, split into a pieces like a lettuce because of the coldness. So think about, you know, all this nature of the sufferings within the lower realms. And so you, one must generate a genuine wish to not to really take rebirth within these lower realms and undergo sufferings. And not only that, if you look at the animal realms, if you were to take a rebirth within the animal realms, how much sufferings that animal will undergo. Whether it is the wild animal or speaking of even the domestic animals, there will be, you know, unexpressible sufferings is experienced by even within the animal realms. So not only just you think about those sufferings, but try your best to actually, you know, to place yourself or exchange yourself with those beings. If, in other words, if you were thinking about, imagine that if I were to undergo this kind of suffering, how terrible it would be. And this is the kind of feeling that we need to have. If you have this kind of feeling within you, then you have a strong you know, repulsion against this suffering nature of cyclic existence, which enables you to generate a strong wish to free yourself from this suffering nature of cyclic existence. And so now, if this is the case, and how can we really get rid of, how can we really be able to free ourselves? You know, we have, we all have a, you know, a genuine wish to actually free from that kind of sufferings. If you really come to understand the suffering nature of cyclic existence, then you have a genuine wish to free yourself from the cyclic existence. So this, again, that free from suffering cyclic existence cannot come into being from nowhere. It has its own causes and conditions. Therefore, one need to understand the object of, you know, three jewels, object of refuge, in other words, or the three jewel has a power power to actually protect protect us from this suffering nature of cyclic existence. So therefore, when you look at this, when you understand, you know, when you really deepen insight into the nature of suffering, nature of cyclic existence, and you wish to free yourself from some cyclic existence, and seeing that three jewels has the power to protect you from this, from the sufferings, and this is the cause that leads oneself to take refuge in three jewels. So therefore, then the three jewels taking refuge in Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. Sometimes you find in this, taking refuge in Guru, Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. So actually, the Guru and the Buddha are inseparable. So it is, without seeing a guru, one could say that I take refuge in Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha. There's no, it is not incomplete, you know, of taking refuge in three jewels.
Tā lādēng hībī tītikī kādikatirēsā nā Tang anzu jin han da ji ba de lo ran ne ge ju lu. Yo di ku so na ba zang jin lo dong de ran ne ge ju ne mu da han da ji ba de lo ngan zu lu ge li tie ne ge ne mu ti song de ge. Ne ngan zu zhe zang ne ngan zu da zhe de ba na ge sang ji ai. Ge de ngan zu ne mu de ju ye de ge de ge ne ngan zu kui jia ma bu de da le ge de ge ran ne ge ju ne mu de. Ne mu no ne ya dan da go dian lan dian Gudian itu tabarang gud, ladian sengat deh. Kadari esen, ane ngan tu kerja tu mah mari pas sengat deh. So rangun situ pas sengat. Tama kerja macam, ane ngan tu je rangun itu yang mana macam di ke pamari saya tu ya kru ya, heh, tadi tu ni nak kangkang, ciri ten ni. Ane ngan tu ni tu yang matu cige, ni tu kau mana, ni dana ciri matian pa kurung ni tu pas ngan tu riga maru wa. Oh, then the Toma Maripa singing the Kuron Rangun to Pajin Zen Dega, then I've been also calling at Tim Ron the Tamaki him. That the day Kuyu country is a so the Rangun to Tunik and the Chi Yel Temuk and Dabaji Toma Maripa singing the Tanajin. And then the day Toma Maripa the Nanzo Kuala could with Toma Maripa as a Hunt Taji Patron and the Ching Lieutenant. Lutin de Lingo, and other duplicate Lutin de Lingo, Lutin de Lingo, and Toma Maripa, say, Lot, take a change in, and then other Lutin de Lingo, Lutin de Lingo, Dunichi, Mado, Dawa, and June. Nego, Nego, the Nature, but all the Nature, and the Toma Maripa singing the Rezig. Toma Maripa, the Chisan, and Mabasan, Mabazuja, and do, and a quick, and a quick Mabazujan do, a quick load of Loparis. A quick card is a Nanzuso there. Wrong in to buy in then, dear. Eh, cool wrong in to one zamba naki, just wrong in the tuba mari, madubaris, cool of the Germanis. Is that the cool? Wrong in the maduba tone, and the cool mabazojin do the tua maripas or terry. That the name about the suzo goodies, and the cookie, so soon jan, like he rang to one jan, like he. My bad talking and totala, not to need to be lost, the kinin the tongues and real lorry.
So, speaking about the object of refuge, three jewels, Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, take refuge in Buddha. Buddha, who actually teaches us, and in other words, the teacher who teaches us how to embark upon a right path. And then the teachings of the Buddha is said to be the Dharma, which enables you to eliminate all those mental afflictions or the delusions. And the Sangha, the community who assess you to on the path, on the process of, you know, path to state of enlightenment. So those are the three refuges. So the actual, out of those three, the actual refuge is the Dharma. So actual refuge, Dharma here really refers to the actual Dharma here refers to the path leading to cessation and the cessation. Those two are the actual Dharma. So, and it is, this is also known as actual refuge. Why this is called actual refuge is, let's take an example of the patient who actually, you know, who is actually seeking a treatment, and someone who is suffering from certain, you know, illnesses, and who is seeking a treatment. And that the physician will prescribe, physician will diagnose your, you know, illnesses and identify what kind of illnesses that you have. And having identified that, then the physician will actually prescribe the medication that needs to be taken as an antidote to your illnesses. And and to do that, then you need to have a, if one is to, you know, admit to the hospital, then you need someone to assist you. So this is analogous to the Sangha community or the Sangha, taking refuge in Sangha. So if you look at this three, the main antidote of your illnesses is the medication, the medicine that is prescribed by the physicians. And similarly, the main antidote towards one's own mental affliction is the teachings of the Buddha, Dharma. It is by taking the medicine of Dharma, one is able to then eliminate this negative states of thoughts, minds, or emotions. And it is through this one will be able to to free oneself, in other words, to free oneself from cyclic existence or the samsara. Because we are revolving within this samsaric existence uncontrollably by delusions and karma. And the delusion here mainly refers to the marikpa, which is abhidhya, or ignorance. Ignorance, particularly ignorance pertaining to actual nature of reality, or the self, or I. So that is the main, the root cause of all those sufferings. That is the root cause of all those mental afflictions. Once you have this ignorance within you, and this gives rise to all kind of negative thoughts and emotions, such as anger, hatred, jealousy, sense of competitiveness, and so on and so forth. And those are, once you have, your mind is completely, overpowered by those kind of negative thoughts and emotions, then, and whatever the actions followed by these negative thoughts and emotions will become a non-virtuous actions, which enables one to accumulate negative karma that leads, that which then perpetuate oneself to taking rebirth within the samsaric existence. So therefore, one's main purpose of taking refuge in individuals is to tackle our negative state of mind. It is because of this negative state of mind that prevents us from accomplishment of happiness or the achievement of happiness. Because we have an inherent desire to be happy. Yet at the same time, we are always ended up with suffering. So why this is happening is because of this negative state of mind. You long to achieve happiness, yet at the same time, you accumulate more causes that leads to suffering. So your desire and your actions are completely contradictory. So that's why we're unable to achieve the happiness that we have been seeking for from the beginningless time.
Tell Naji, Taji, and Loya Kadiji, Bekundi, Yomari, Nishanzo, and Kuyi, Jawal, the Nanda, Tanya, Yeda, Tindu, Sunukanga, Latondi, running to Tuma Maripa. singe deri gu ta ki ande e mari pa nan jeta ngin de ki lo tonu tu lo te ye ta di lo te lo khulu na pa zo ala thuma mari pa de lo na pa zo tonu tu bi kiro de la pro de roji gu gu de to de ka re singe ngin ju sam ba de kwa le ngin pan ju ngin ju sen nga zu de zu pon de lo na ji yo de ta ji yo de ka ji yo de nga zu ki ka ri che na de lo pan ngandul du du pu na ting da den ding cha de na phung bu da na chi de le ma ge ba zo gu gu du sa na phung bu de le chu ge de nga de thoma tu ni de den de dang tu ni de bi hero de o thoma mari pa de ni cha di thoma mari pa de tu ni de bi du sa nga mu de tu ni de bu lo de ge tel de dang zen ge te le tro de ngi ju ge sam ba ta kwa le ngi pan ju ben ju ngi ju se nga de zu pu de le chen chi de lo Nanganda Naji Yuri, Taji Yuri, Zupun de Nesa Terry. A cool Naj, Yanji, one of the Dunu, the Undigoro, and they Zupun de Ling, Banju, Yanju, he will take it. Don't need to be hero de la Sensona, and then under quality with tapas and dosage, talent, and the dosage.
So having identified the suffering nature of cyclic existence. So here again, not only just you, you know, just by wishing yourself to free from suffering, you know, alone will actually not lead oneself to, not actually free oneself from suffering of nature of cyclic existence. In order to generate a genuine sense of, you know, genuine wish to free oneself from cyclic existence, as we mentioned earlier, that one needs to understand the actual suffering, the suffering nature of cyclic existence, particularly of the lower realms, and then. Then think about, you know, we as a human beings are comparatively said to be a better, you know, we have gained a better, we are in a better realms. In other words, we are in a fortunate realms. Even then, we are completely tormented by the sufferings. You know, whether one agrees that we are undergoing suffering or not, in reality, we are all under the domination of sufferings, under the domination of negative thoughts and emotions, period. So once you are completely under the domination of you know, this negative state of thoughts and emotions, there's no room for happiness. There's no room for genuine happiness. You may consider that when you have some kind of physical comfort and temporarily sort of mental ease or the peace, one may consider this as something that is happiness. But according to the Dharma, those are what we call the suffering of change. You know, regardless of what kind of happiness that we may have, so long as you're unable to free yourself, you're unable to eliminate negative thoughts and emotions, you're unable to, you know, uproot negative thoughts and emotions from your mental, from your, you know, mind stream, we will never have actual happiness or peace. So therefore, one one need to understand the suffering nature of cyclic existence, and once you have a really, you know, are able to deepen yourself into the suffering nature of cyclic existence, then naturally you will have a genuine wish to free from suffering nature of cyclic existence. You will be able to, you know, repulse this suffering nature of cyclic existence. And once you have this, and then it is said to be, it is said that you have cultivated what we call the renunciations. So once, then the renunciation alone is not adequate to free yourself from suffering. So you, and then once you are actually have a genuine wish to free from, now how can we really then really free, how can we really gain the freedom from this suffering? Then when you ask these questions, then the, you know, understanding the ultimate nature of reality comes the next. So there are the sequence. You know, first one generates the renunciation, which is complete repulsion against secular existence. And then this will lead oneself to understand actual nature of reality, because all the sufferings or the cause of secular existence is marigpa, or the ignorance. So in order to eliminate the ignorance, one need to understand the actual nature of reality, because ignorance mainly refers to ignorance pertaining to the phenomena, the reality of phenomena.
ཨོ་དེ་ན་རེ་ད་ཁོ་ད་ཅོང་ཅ་ད་ན་ཁོ་ད་ཅོང་ཅ་ན་ཁོ་ད་ཅོང་ཅ་ན་ཁོ་ད་ཅོང་ཅ་ན་ཁོ་ད་ཅོང་ཅ་ན་ཁོ་ད་ཅོང་ཅ་ན་ཁོ་ད་ཅོང་ཅ་ན་ཁོ་ད་ཅོང་ཅ་ན་ཁོ་ད་ཅོང་ཅ་ན་ཁོ་ད་ཅོང་ཅ་ན་ཁོ་ད་ཅོང་ཅ་ན་ཁོ་ད་ཅོང་ཅ་ན་ཁོ་ད་ཅོང་ཅ་ན་ཁོ་ད་ཅོང་ཅ་ན་ཁོ་ད་ཅོང་ཅ་ན་ཁོ་ད་ and water residue, tangy rangi, pachyaman, gamachyaman, chin, mendoos. And consult the guy that jani, not Jabuji Kunsegan, and then dig him and doos, and then quiet tabatani dig him and doos. And sans ya jizuna, daja tembatana, Jabutama daja tembana, he sang you mumbo, your dachi jar with the mumbo. Sans in the adji to win, and then water residue. Tangi The second at the second, then I know Jumaya, that was in Dicky Mendoos. And they are Sanji Tondi Jones, and Sanji Tondi Jones, Sanji Toala, and the Tony to be Hero Della, and the Chanchu sang a troche with it, Chanchu sang a troche sooner, and they troche in the Sangis and the Ajigrim. And Chanchu is saying, and I can die in again in the Dujan and make it uncle to the Jumtian and Juju so Ejinadis, Chanchu is saying they gay. To be killed, the torch is on the and the sun geese and Dutch temper and the guitar and the second punchy reality. Dutch temper and those chinlans named Royal Mato, the other than Royal Marie.
So, it is therefore, if one is able to look inward. And see one's own mind, and how much, you know, the suffering that we are really undergoing is because of our own delusions. Because normally the problem with us is we are not really looking at our own mind, and when we undergo certain sufferings or something that is. Encounters, you know, unfavorable, you know, circumstances or the negative circumstances, we tend to blame elsewhere. Not really, we are not even attempting to see what's really going on with your own mind. So that actually, really, you know, this this kind of, you know, thoughts or emotions really, you know, blinded us from the beginning this time. So that's why we, when we go through sufferings, and we are, we have a tendency to point at elsewhere and not really looking at looking within yourself. In reality, the ultimate enemy of oneself, it exists within us all the time. That is, you know, if you really carefully look at ourselves, and if you really contemplate, you'll be able to see the ultimate enemy is taking root. It is actually residing within the center of your heart. So this is mainly refers to the self-cherishing mind. The self-cherishing mind is the ultimate enemy of all of us, which is within us, you know, for 24 hours of time. Normally, we consider someone whom we dislike, someone whom who actually, you know, talks bad things about yourself, or someone who is trying to, you know, break your repetitions, or, you know, defame you and so on, considered to be a one's own enemy. But those enemies, those external enemies, have no time to engage in this project of harming you for the 24 hours of time. But this inner enemy, which is self-cherishing mind, has no other functions to harm you, bringing about harm upon yourself. So therefore, with this understanding, then if you're able to, understand the root cause of suffering, or the ultimate enemy is within us, then you always have a, you know, genuine wish to look for, actually to tackle this enemy. So to, and in order to tackle this enemy, then one need to think about, generating, understanding ultimate nature of reality. What is the reality? How things really are? And with this, then, when this understanding of actual nature of reality is conjoined with what we call the bodhicitta, will then become a complete cause for gaining state of enlightenment. So then, speaking about bodhicitta, so first of all, think about that. It is not really adequate or the sufficient to free oneself from cyclic existence. So just as we ourselves wish to free from cyclic existence and cyclic existence, so too may all other beings have strong wish to free from sufferings, though they may not look at the nature, understand the suffering nature of cyclic existence, but as if beings, sentient beings, entire sentient beings, unenlightened beings, have a natural desire to overcome suffering and achieve happiness. So in order to do that, you know, so therefore, by understanding this, then think about all other beings, just as I myself, you know, desire to overcome suffering and achieve happiness. So too, all other beings, sentient beings, have the same wish to overcome suffering and achieve happiness. So therefore, it is not only, not wise for me to actually engage in practice or engage in actions that really leads myself to, freedom from samsara or free from suffering, but rather need to engage in the actions that really enables entire sentient beings to free from sufferings. So when you have this kind of wish within you, then generating a great compassion towards all other beings by understanding their selves, by reflecting your mind upon the suffering nature of entire sentient beings and having a wish to free from that sufferings. So therefore, in order to free all the sentient beings from suffering nature of cyclical existence by myself, by me, so I must gain the state of enlightenment for the benefit of all other sentient beings. So this is how the sequence of those paths, the sequence of those paths, first renunciations will be then understanding actual nature of reality. Then this understanding actual nature of reality is conjoined with the practice of bodhicitta, will then become a complete, causes and condition for achieving state of enlightenment. So, to become oneself as the practitioner of the Mahayana Buddha Dharma, one need to not only to understand what is meant by bodhicitta, but one need to at least have a genuine wish to achieve this bodhicitta. So, in order to do that, in order to understand the bodhicitta, one needs to understand entire sentient beings has been once on parents in the past, particularly mother in the past. So, for that, you need to think about the beginningless of your life. So, without having a having a reflection upon the beginningless of one's life, it is not possible for one to actually understand as an entire sentient being as one's own mother. So therefore, first of all, one need to think about one's life, because according to the teachings of the Buddha, the one's life is said to be the beginningless. There's no, it is not possible for us to actually find the beginning of our life. We can't really pinpoint that is the beginning of our life. So since our life is beginning, beginningless, we can't really, you know, talk about, you know, how many times that we have taken rebirth. It is beyond our thoughts, beyond our conceptions. And billions of, you know, times that we have taken rebirth in a many different form, many different, you know, realms, and which all requires parents. So if you think about those reasoning, the lines of those reasonings will really let you understand there's no such, even a single sentient being who had not been once a mother. Once you're able to generate this kind of positive thoughts, virtuous thought within you, will then enables you to, remembering their kindness. Because just as our, you know, the present or the current parents are kind to ourselves, so too all other parents in the past had been the same. So when you have this kind of mental, you know, quality within you, will then lead yourself to, you know, not only just you're remembering the kindness of those mother beings, but you have it. You will have a genuine wish to actually repay their kindness. when you have this, you know, when you are able to generate this repaying their kindness, which then leads oneself to generate unconditional love for all sentient beings, then compassion. Then this will lead oneself to what we call the resolute intention. Not only just you have a wish to free all sentient beings from cyclical existence, but you yourself will take the responsibility to free all other sentient beings. That's what we call the resolute intention. And then very, you know, next moment of this resolute intention, the second moment, you'll be able to generate complete bodhicitta.
我等的，等那有冲浪，可是大多年都那个待过，多年多个的。那多年都不落得了，那多把些呢，让给好点，就等地呢，怕多些那嘛多。俺这米给皮给来给到大南去多土个有嘛的。俺多的今年冲浪去，俺冲浪的也冲浪生个的胖乎的，那平时也多年，农村都嘛多那样，好啊，他们这些那冲浪生个的，得过冲浪的也冲浪多。 那原来呢，那可坐在地板上，家里经济节的，那东北呢，我说都懂的。那冲浪什么的，家里冬天寒了，天气等等的多个的，如果天气等慢的，冬天冲浪是冬天怕冰冷，也是个的怕冰冷。原来，我等那个冬天都落的，把当不着冬天等寒的，那冲浪的冲浪的，都冲浪的冲浪的。 那原来呢，也公公原来在青年群众里，你肯定是没给他吃的，对不对？那多年公公公公多年把我送到白河了，没给把肉打那去，多年给人我的，那提前从那把钱买了，剩个点点头的，那牛毛的啦，底下那点点，他说你去呢，那给点肉把那个，我那的去，都不要的，现在够大的了，同样同的。
So this is how, you know, the spiritual path are all, you know, as in a proper sequence. You know, how one can really transcend from one spiritual path, how to another spiritual as you develop your, you know, practices. So once you are, you know, once you are able to accomplish this genuine bodhicitta, at the moment that you generate this bodhicitta within you, and you are said to be on the path of accumulations, the Mahayana path of accumulations. So then once you are, you know, on this accumulation of path, completed your accumulation of the path, on the spiritual path of accumulation, will then lead oneself to the accumulation, the path of preparation. And once you have completed the path of preparation, then this will lead oneself to the path of seeing, which one then becomes a Arya beings. One belongs to what the superior beings, in other words. It's also called noble. Sometimes it's also translated in English as a noble beings. In Sanskrit, it's Arya, which is supreme being, in other words. So, it is through accomplishment of this path of seeing, we'll then be able to really tackle directly to our negative states of mind, particularly of Dzogchen, which means the grasping of true existence.
Taro ni che ni rapa de tanda lang liyan do chunglang ni tunglang toba tang rapa de lin de kunta de kunta de meji ni kunta no kandu ge. Ta tini onya saan jiwa la ane heji de la taro kunji ke gai taro goze che heji shwa. Ha.
Ka su ni su kina.
De. どういう意味だね。
So now here, transforming or the taming one's mind is all about practicing the Buddha Dhamma. This is the essence of the practice of the Buddha Dhamma. And so it is not very easy to actually tame our mind because of our long-term habituation with these negative thoughts and emotions. Jesus, we talked about our life is beginningless. So too, from the beginningless time up until now, those negative state of mind has within us all the time. It followed us. And we actually naively embraced those negative thoughts and emotions within us. We didn't even try ourselves. We are not even attempting to try to suppress even the gross level of negative thoughts and emotions. In fact, we embrace this negative thoughts and emotions, and we enhance them and develop furthermore voluntarily. That is why unending suffering is always followed. So, for instance, you know, if we have generated some kind of, you know, anger or hatred within us, we enhance that kind of, that's this state of negative thoughts by contemplating more on that and making a story out of it. Let's not really try, you know, instead of, you know, try to suppress or instead of trying to overcome this negative state of mind. This is what we call the troublemaker. So the troublemaker is actually within us, not really from elsewhere. So if one is able to tame one's mind and one is able to suppress these negative thoughts or emotions as soon as they arise within our thoughts and within our mind, then you're, you know, the calmness of your mind will reside within your hearts, which in turn one will be always a happy one in a state of happiness.
Taya quality tabi taba tozu de la tagging a tipa chimbu don, tipa chungu jim, tipa chimbu, tipa chimbu gijakini. Taya tipa chungu de tanga tesi sangi jojojin. And the quality tabi taba and Roger Sigin Tangi, Sangi Dickin Roger Sigin Tangi, Dajin, you can get Sangi Dachungu Yuri. And that tipa member tis a gay Rane a quality tabi taba. Rane quality tabi taba to ala. And that no more de la hidi de nedi niche de nedi de pond de ne. And that nedi singer de tana and the tenneco qual na ne nata na chega na chekanga de nedi de riceni hidi de kigues amare, no mudim. And then tene nedi del no more nedi del chenta ni and it ya tumba nusun to tibachim music. Tamatum,
So here, you know, when we speak about taming our mind, one need to begin with identifying the gross level of negative states of mind, such as anger, hatred, jealousy. So if you really think very carefully, as soon as all this kind of thoughts, you know, resides within our mind, negative thoughts exist within our mind, it really effects within cause all kind of unhappiness. It actually interrupt very calmness of your mind. So therefore it is called Kalisha, or the Nyonmong in Tibetan, which roughly translated in English as a delusion or the mental afflictions. And so the very connotation of Nyonmong is that affects within us. It is which at the moment that arises within our thoughts and emotions, it actually causes distraction and unhappiness. So this is the connotation of what is meant by nyamong, or the delusion, and it translated in English as a delusion. So why this is happening is because those negative state of mind, particularly the anger and so on and so forth, and it is completely distorted thoughts. When you generated the anger within you, you look at a person or the object, whichever that become a cause for your anger, the way you look at that particular object is beyond how the object is. That's why it is called distorted thoughts. And we are following the distorted thoughts. If you keep following the wrong thoughts or the distorted thoughts, we'll never reach to the proper destinations. Otherwise, it will always lead oneself to the sufferings. Therefore, right from the beginning, one need to identify the gross level of negative states of mind. And by suppressing and eliminating those gross level of mind, then one will be able to tackle the subtle level of negative states of mind. So this is all those paths that we talked about earlier, part of accumulation, part of preparation, part of, seeing and so on. As a sequence, all those paths are actually serves as an antidote towards all those negative states of mind. So therefore, you need to think about, one need to, when you take refuge in rituals, first of all, one need to make sure one understand what is meant by rituals, why we take refuge in rituals, and who those objects of refuge are, and what those objects of refuge are, and why you are really taking refuge in those rituals. And once you are able to take refuge in rituals, diligently and properly, then one is entered into the path of Buddhist practitioner, in other words, Dharma practice. One is actually entered into the Dharma practice, and one becomes a practitioner of the Dharma. And similarly, if one is able to understand properly about what is meant by bodhicitta, and one wishes to have a genuine wish to achieve bodhicitta, by understanding the definitions of bodhicitta, and the purpose of generating the purpose of achieving bodhicitta, then one is said to be enter into the Mahayana path, or the Mahayana practitioner. One become a Mahayana practitioner. So whether or not the individual is practitioner of the Dharma or individual is practitioner of the Mahayana Dharma, it entirely depends upon what kind of motivations and you know intentions that one is cultivated. So without having any genuine motivations or intentions, even if one engages in the practice of the Mahayana Dharma, and one will not become a Mahayana practitioner, or the one's practice won't become a Mahayana Dharma as well. Either.
Tā lāma sāngjī nī jīgā, lāma sāngjī nī jīgā, kuñśu sūngu nī jīgā, anī lāma sāngjī. Nī chūlā chōsī chōngu, nī lā chōsī chīng, chūlā chōsī chīng, hībī tō nāpa chūdē, nāntā chūlā gōdēn lāntēn nī dē kāpum rī. Gōdēn lāntēn nī dē kātō nā rī, lāntēn sīngi dē, rāntē ngāntū kuā lī tāpī tāpā tōhā lā, rāntē ngī chū nīmū dē pā mēpā zōgī rī pāntā, tē mā zībā pī chūgī yamā rī. Tindi yi mianpa zekhen de la tuni ngusu tibu lo de la lantin sikiri. Ta te nyumu di mianpa mazu sati nyumu di ya lhi mama pa kakhen ji giri ten godin si ranik yu nyumu di tisha ten godin si. Ten godin lantin ni ranik juli tosu na ane ranik jiga nashi ki dunju kuwa li tabi tapa sing ten totu giri.
So first, you know, one need to think about, it's important to understand why we're taking refuge in rituals, for what purpose we're taking refuge in rituals, and what will be the result having you know, taken refuge in rituals. And then one think about the renunciations we talked about earlier, why we need to generate renunciations, and what will be the result having achieved renunciations, and so on. Then this will, so it is not, again, you know, just simply, you know, enough just by having faith and, you know, devotion to the three jewels. It is, you know, always more effective to really think about and contemplate and think of all the reasonings why we are taking refuge in rituals. What purpose? What will be the result having taken refuge in rituals? Is it really make sense to us to take refuge in rituals? And if one is able to generate a genuine faith and devotions based on all those reasonings, then your faith will become irreversible, and it become a very firm, you know, very firm, and that is called what we call irreversible, you know, faith based on reasonings. Then, with this kind of quality within you, will then advance your spiritual practice from one, you know, step to another step.
Then, Karichina chonong san yak luna ji kiki yina, rane quality with tapatoa, the sendege, jin chango, the Mutazaka, and Yamaka, Pakawa, the Kangade, the Kunjusung, the Chigri, Sungri.
So here, you know, one's practice must be begin from taking refuge in three jewels, taking refuge in Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, right? So why we take refuge in Buddha? Why we take refuge in Dharma? Why we take refuge in and Sangha? So it is, you know, through this, all, you know, whatever the practice that one may undertake, so long as it is the one's practice belongs to the practice of the Dharma or the Buddha Dharma, then it needs, one needs to be taken, you know, practice must be on the basis of taking refuge in three jewels. Otherwise, you know, regardless of what kind of, you know, profound sadhana or and the verses that one may recite, and this may not become a tech, actually, you know, practice of the Buddha Dharma, because you are actually lacking the foundation of taking refuge in three jewels. So everything that you practice must be taking refuge in three jewels. As we mentioned earlier, that seeing Buddha as a physician, and in the and whatever the medication that has been prescribed by the Buddha, one needs to, you know, take those medications and you know, associate with the Sangha communities who really assist you to your spiritual path. So here, the fervent faith or the irreversible faith must be really generated on the basis of reasonings, right? Because if there's no reasonings, then if one just have a take, you know, this is, you know, I have a faith or I have a devotion, then this will really become a blind faith. And, you know, it is not a very stable faith. And it may be, your faith may, you know, change in no time because you have no reasoning behind. So therefore, you always need the reasonings why you are taking refuge in teachers, why you have generated faith and why you have generated devotions to those to the three jewels. So this kind of reasoning, you know, faith based on reasoning must be generated by receiving the teachings, and not only just receiving the teachings, but one need to find authentic texts the books of the Buddha Dharma, books, so that you can study and you can understand all the reasonings. So Kisla said he will stop here with this today. And if you have any questions. If you have questions, then, you know, no hesitation, ask questions, and if not, then we'll stop here today. Dedication prayers.
So, in the long room, we've been talking about developing positive virtues and trying to live those and practice those in our daily life. And then, in the same volume of the long room, like in the mix of dependent origination, it says that even holding on to views of ethical conduct can be seen as grasping, which leads you to, again, the cyclic of karmic existence. So The question comes, how do we think of what seems like a kind of impossible
situation? I got it. It's a good question, actually. Lamrim Nalia, Tachik Susu gave it late to Goris Layat of Danta, again, ma, in gave it Cholia, Lochoya, and the Mongusum Yorubas, Chick, Chick Shane, and Zunis on the Antip, but Sutim Suya, Dante, Mongusum Yorubas, Lamrim Pejitaran. That Miki on ma to the Lamrim, give me on ma, the 10 day cut of Matu and the Tandati, Chick Susu, Tombus. Then the children swan is on there, and she co-penji glitch, I guess she is on chess. Take hundreds. Tangbo delia, children swayada, shin, tensuja, and the Kanga give it is the Yahoo the chair or sumber was. Then we get tenden and Malay and Gorwa, we go on. Tenden and Malay on the, and it to get the co-watching Katsa Kanda, children swaya de. Co-penjigle chagore sungdus, and it go to mudus.
Co-penjig? Seriously, I did so. The penji thing you co-op in your co-op gaghander or co-op never negative or tennis. What?
Tell me which you won't sit him so I call co-penjig or what?
Maybe you will sit him so I did.
Call mother, you cook. Can the co-penjig, Tanda,
and
Ganda, the give it late. Kandere shimbene samlo tabun tabun shimbene gyuchaa kakurwa.
Tata taa ala nyanko lo kuro ji megichibu kuchirin sun dayan raya ki langa injiris pulun ta sanji loji del chiyan tani ya taa chigiris. Mada daji ki daji.
So, Kishla is saying that if one's practice of virtue is based on understanding of dependent originations, understanding of lack of inherent existence, then this will become a cause for cyclic existence. Otherwise, if you lack the understanding of dependent originations, or lack the understanding lack of inherent existence of things and event, then whatever the virtuous actions that you may do will become a virtuous actions actually, but this doesn't really become a cause for liberation and the enlightenment. It will become a cause for, rebirth in cyclic existence or the samsara. For instance, let's take it, observation of 10 virtue sections. And those 10 virtue sections itself is actually the virtuous actions, but those are the cause that leads to a higher rebirth. So this is actually, in other words, it's really a cause for taking refuge, taking rebirth within the cyclic existence or the samsara. So the question is, one's observation of ethical conduct must be based upon understanding of dependent originations.
So we'll say the dedication prayer beginning with the prayers after teachings on page 23 in the novella and on page 24. And then we'll skip to auspicious wishes on page 28.
Tempeding for him to Saji show. Saji Punji Choshi Meto Tang.
Zambo chujero tomo aji.